How energy flows. The path of least resistance. In the breathtaking vista of existence, energy is the unseen protagonist, the silent yet potent architect of reality. As intangible as it may seem, it is the very canvas upon which our lives are painted. And just like a river that finds its way through mountains and valleys, seeking the path of least resistance, energy, too, follows a similar course. To comprehend this journey of energy is to gain insight into the mechanism of life itself. This understanding opens the door to consciously influencing our reality, thereby transforming us from mere observers to active participants in the grand spectacle of existence. The river of energy. Energy is much like a river, fluid, dynamic, and perpetually in motion. It courses through our bodies, our minds, our consciousness, and indeed, through every particle of the universe. Like a river that starts as a mere trickle, grows into a stream, and eventually converges into a vast ocean, our energy, too, emerges from within us, interacts with our internal and external worlds, and eventually melds back into the universal consciousness. Now, consider the river again. When it encounters a rock, does it cease its journey? No, it merely finds a way around the obstacle, persistently seeking the path of least resistance. Our energy behaves similarly. It navigates through our thoughts, emotions, desires, and fears, gravitating towards the path of least resistance. The landscape of our inner world. Think of your inner world as a landscape, with hills, valleys, forests, and plains, each representing different thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. Where your energy flows in this landscape is determined by the path of least resistance. This path, in turn, is influenced by the intensity and frequency of your thoughts and emotions. Highly charged negative emotions such as fear, anger, or resentment can create deep valleys in your inner landscape. Similarly, repeated patterns of thought can carve distinct pathways. Your energy, like a faithful river, will naturally flow into these deep valleys and well-trodden paths, simply because they provide the path of least resistance. This is where we often find ourselves trapped in cycles of negativity or unwanted situations. Our energy, flowing unceasingly into these areas, perpetuates these circumstances, causing us to attract and manifest experiences we'd rather avoid. Shaping the inner landscape. So, how do we break free from this cycle? The answer lies in reshaping our inner landscape. Just as a skilled gardener molds the land, plants seeds, and nurtures them to create a beautiful garden, we too can consciously shape our inner world. This process starts with awareness. By observing our thoughts and emotions without judgment, we begin to understand where our energy is flowing. We start recognizing the deep valleys and worn-out paths that our energy has been flowing into unconsciously. Once we're aware, we can start reshaping these valleys and paths. This is where the power of positive emotions and thoughts come into play. By conscious awareness of the feelings of love, joy, and gratitude, and by intentionally directing our thoughts towards our desires instead of our fears, we begin to create new pathways in our inner landscape, pathways that reflect our highest aspirations. Gradually, as we consistently water these new paths with our energy, they become the path of least resistance. Our energy begins to flow into these areas, leading to the manifestation of our consciously chosen desires. The power of conscious direction. In this journey, the role of conscious direction cannot be understated. As we've learned, energy, by its nature, follows the path of least resistance. Left to its own devices, it will flow wherever it's easiest to go. But we are not mere bystanders in this process. With the power of our consciousness, we can influence where this energy flows. By consciously directing our energy towards our desires, we effectively turn them into the path of least resistance. It's like digging a channel to divert the flow of a river. With time, patience, and persistent effort, we can guide our energy to flow in the direction of our consciously chosen desires, leading to their manifestation in our reality. In harmony with the flow, when we move in rhythm with this flow, honoring its path of least resistance, we find ourselves in a state of grace and ease. manifestation no longer becomes a strenuous effort. Rather, it transforms into a harmonious co-creation with the universe. Remember, you are an integral part of this vibrant tapestry of existence. As you consciously direct the flow of your energy, you're not just shaping your reality, you're contributing to the unfolding of the universal story. So, with love in your heart and clarity in your mind, set your energy in motion. Let it flow, let it dance, and watch as the magic of manifestation unfolds.